You know, with a little bit of progress on one indicator and a little bit of a decline on another indicator, the larger message is that gender equality is stalling. And so the gains that we've made in the last couple of decades, it's starting to taper out, it's starting to plateau. And what's even more worrying is that the future doesn't necessarily look positive. They're not necessarily accelerators that are going to be coming up in the future. It actually seems as if the gender gap might widen in the future, and that's because of technological change and what it's doing to labor markets.
Some of the terms here are quite sort of, can be potentially misunderstood. I mean, we've seen here an area of improvement, economic opportunity was an area of improvement for women. But in education, in health, in political representation, there were setbacks for women. Can you have one without the other? I mean, it strikes me that economic opportunity, it's very hard for that to be improved if you don't have access or improvements in education, health and political representation.
No, absolutely. One feeds into the other. Political empowerment, not only does that mean that there are better representatives, a wider, more diverse set of leadership, but in addition to that, that creates a sort of role model effect that has an impact on the younger population. So absolutely, these factors are all interlinked with each other. But the one chain that we know about is, you know, you need to have that base of education to then be able to ensure that women are not just accessing the workforce, but are actually accessing the highest echelons of that workforce. And that is where that pipeline is to some extent broken, because even though women are coming out of universities in higher numbers than men in most of the developed and emerging world, we're just not seeing the results in the labor force.